There was one other thing that happened, and the dean called her in. Oh, that's when she was disciplined over the trial of one of the Black Power men here in Tulsa. During the Black Power period of time, Black Power was a movement in the nation to really be quite destructive against any of the strong movements of white people who would endanger the black communities. There was a good deal of violence that came during that time. One of the men in Tulsa who was a member of Black Power had used very foul language at a meeting called on the TU campus. He was arrested for the use of improper language in a public place on a school campus. Nancy was spoken to by the leaders of Black Power to come in some way defend what he had been doing and the nature of the meeting. Well, as a sociologist, she was familiar with how the term had come to be, and it was during the Civil War years when there were plantations. The women who lived on the plantation were pretty much the property of the plantation owners. Many of them, including some of those who worked for the President of the United States, were persons who had fornication with the owners on the property. And so everybody spoke of the men who perpetrated these acts were they were just called that. And that was the derivation of the word. So, and it was used commonly by the blacks.
So then when the Black Power spoke that way, they wanted Nancy to come in
and help as a defense witness to describe how the word was used, and that this was just something that was not deemed or considered to be improper language in the black community. Well, that was not enough to get him off. But she felt that she should give the testimony. She was called as a witness, and she gave the testimony, and the dean censored her severely.
What kind of punishment?
Oh, it was not a punishment to her. By censored, I'm speaking of how he spoke to her in terms of what she can say or not say on the campus. It was important for the students not to be speaking in defense of words that were in turn offensive, whether they were legal or not, but were offensive. She was just not to put herself in these positions. Fortunately, in terms of her work, because she was not going to abide by a decision like that, if something came up that troubled her,